has that kind of virulent look.
What should he use? What word is he searching for here?
Well, Brexit is
a
hero, but I'm not sure I
want to
go there.
Give me a legislative counsel here to help us. Are we on record, Jeannie?
Are you having a vote?
Got my legs? Yes.
You do have a vote to do this?
This is just to introduce the bill.
It is, Mr. Chair. July 17th.
What's wrong with that?
If you open the hearing,
yes, yeah,
we are.
We're on the air. Yes. We never not extended that courtesy. If I have a constitutional problem in my committee, let me know now because I got to go get some other votes.
I will be there for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I will be there.
Thank you. Okay.
You don't need me.
No. In fact, I wish you'd know, please. Okay. We have the issue before us today relates to the Supreme Court decision that was that held unconstitutional ORS 18560(1), which limits non-economic damages that need to be awarded against the defendants in a civil case from $500,000. The statute was enacted in 1987 as a result of some tort reform legislation. In fact, you were there, Peter.
Yes, I was.
And I think the Democrats controlled the House and Senate in 87.
They did.
Yeah.
And it was a Democratic government.
Correct.
It was
89.
I was not
there in 87.
No, you weren't.
There was a Democratic government.
Okay.
Well,
the court held.
The deal was very Democratic, too.
That legislature, he finished it, though, his second term.
No, I know, he was gone.
He'd like that bill. That they didn't have statutory authority to enact this in light of Article 1, Section 17 of the Constitution, which says in all civil cases the right to trial by jury shall remain in...
You want to do something?
No, I'm just giving you some background here. I'm trying to be historical.
Never.
All right.
Necessary for me.
Okay. I was just giving you the reason why.
Well, that's because if you feel the need, it's probably your urgency.
I will provide everyone a copy of the case if they haven't read it already. And that's the reason for the late introduction. And we have before us an LC 4330, correct?
Yes, that's true.
And as I recall, I haven't introduced the bill since March. We say, what are the magic words?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I move that LC 4330 be introduced as a committee bill. Is there objection?
I object. Too late.
Please note that Senator Brown objects. Thank you. We will hear this bill Monday after it gets first read. That's true. Yep.
Whose bill is this?
Whose bill is it?
Yeah, we're going to get this committee bill, but I want to know who the perpetrator is.
Well, to do this, I don't have any priority bills left.
Right.
So I grabbed a priority bill from Senator Miller.
Miller?
Yes, Senator Randy Miller. All right. The other bill that we will hear is J.R. 2
as amended,
which there are hand and growth copies of this. Very much amended, yes. We have now gone from regulating nudity to providing that the legislative assembly, my laws may impose limitations on damages that may be recovered from civil action. Yes.
Why don't we do this when you're on a long path?
No, let's do them both at the same time. So they'll still have a first reading on Monday morning. We'll have a hearing on Monday afternoon.
Kevin
doesn't know about this yet. But that's what we'll do.
You're big on messing around with the Constitution.
I'm not. But we have no choice on this one because the court says you cannot put a cap on damages, and this jeopardizes not only the particular bill and the case in front of us,
but
all the other caps and the punitive
95 damages. Reforms as well.
Yes.
Oh, too bad.
So, but we hear your voice. We are adjourned. Nice to have you all here today.
When do we come back?